In men's tennis, Argentina has been doing a lot with a little. This past weekend, Argentina shut out Morocco 5-0 in the first round of Davis Cup competition. 6 Argentine men are ranked in the top 50. Only Spain and the United States have more. Despite a severe economic crisis, scores of talented young tennis players have emerged from Argentina and are making their mark, and millions, on the pro tour. From Buenos Aires, Brian Burns reports.
With the precision of a surgeon, lanky 17-year-old Christian Arroux returns serve after blazing serve on the dusty clay court, his concentration only faltering when the sound of bouncing balls gives way to that of thundering trains. Half a dozen of Buenos Aires tennis clubs sit nestled along the train tracks and have nurtured some of the world's top players, household names like Guillermo Vilas and Gabriela Sabatini. In recent years, a new crop of talent, especially on the men's side, has emerged and helped put the country solidly back on the tennis map.
Claro, juegan muy bien.
Nalbandian and Canias are my favorites, says the amateur Arroux. Nalbandian is solid with all his strokes, and Canias is a warrior who puts everything on the court. David Nalbandian and Guillermo Canias have both shown signs of brilliance in recent years. Nalbandian reached the final of the 2002 Wimbledon, becoming an instant hero at home when people were still aching after Argentina's dismal showing at the Soccer World Cup. Canias won the Toronto Masters Series in 2002, but has been battling injuries ever since, and is just now working his way back up the ATP poll.
We have a very good history in the tennis, because in the 70s we have a number one in the world, and we have another player top 10 like Claire in the moment. We have very good coach. We have very good relationship all together.
Ever since Argentina's economy collapsed in 2001, players' travel expenses have increased threefold, while funding from the country's tennis association has decreased.
Even with economical problems, we are producing good players.
Gustavo Lussa is the coach of Argentina's Davis Cup team, which has reached the semifinals of the prestigious tournament the past 2 years. Lussa says Argentina's chaotic economic and political conditions have forced players here to become resilient.
You have to kill them to beat them, because everything is so difficult here to succeed, to go to Europe, to the States. Everything is so expensive for people here that once you get there, you do all your best.
Argentine tennis journalist Andres Barragan says Argentine players are traditionally known for their clay court prowess, but have worked hard to expand their game, and in turn have influenced kids who normally just idolize soccer stars. I think it is the Argentine spirit and how we have a sporting lifestyle, Barragan says. A lot of these young kids see all the money that the tennis players make, and they want to have that too. While the current Argentine tennis pros have succeeded on their own, some players, like Juan Ignacio Chela, are concerned that the next generation will be the ones who really suffer from Argentina's economic troubles.
Well, I think that Argentina's economy is not so good at the moment, and it's very difficult to have money to travel to play tennis. So I don't know what's going to happen with the young guys, because they need a lot of money, and I don't know if they can get it.
Difficulties aside, tennis remains a passion here, and people continue to work hard to raise funds for the advancement of the sport. In December, local investors sponsored the first ever Argentina Cup, and in mid-February, an ATP tournament will bring some of the sport's biggest stars to town. For NPR News, I'm Brian Burns in Buenos Aires.